food.
It's a way to start.
Hey, you know what? He's coming out of it, though.
Yeah, so. Well, I'll buy you a beer when you turn of age. He was a tree trimmer. He's in a tree trimming branches with his...
Mm. This was not even his
how they get you.
Yeah, this wasn't even his job. Yeah. He was just helping grandma.
No, actually, it wasn't even his job. You're right. He was with his grandma and uncle helping him out because didn't want to make grandma climb that tree. And he, quote unquote, unknowingly cut a bee's nest.
Jeez.
Aww. So, yeah.
Seems like you would have seen some bees like around.
Hey, guys, watch this.
I think grandma would be very upset if he knowingly cut a bee's nest. Yeah. But, yeah, he started to cut them, and the bees just started coming out. And as grandma said, he was hollering, help, help, help me. And nobody would help him, she said.
No. Nope. Who's going to run into a big cloud of bees?
I mean, she was one of the two people available to help him. So, and she said nobody. She said,
son, live free or die.
You're on your own.
Yeah, well, quote from her, she says, I was going to try and climb the ladder to get Austin. I seen how high he was, but I couldn't get to him because I was surrounded in bees.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
they'll do that.
Yeah, they do.
They swarm.
That's what I hear.
There's a guy on the TikTok that's a bee guy in Arizona or somewhere.
Well,
it's pretty fascinating.
Don't think the grandma just got out of it clean. No, her and the uncle were also attacked by the bees.
Oh, but less than 20,000.
10,000. Not in a coma.
Not as bad as Austin. And Austin got stuck with some 1-inch stingers.
What kind of bees?
Sounds like hyperbole.
Yeah.
Oh, that's savage.
Doesn't seem right.
Is anyone familiar with Ohio bees? Are those
Africanized bees?
Must be like the murder.
Those are actually smaller, but they're meaner.
They got the big stinger, though.
Murder bees.
Well, I mean, it was so bad that they had to airlift him. They couldn't drive him there. And so grandma said, when I rubbed his head on Friday before they airlifted him here, he felt like he was becoming a porcupine. That's how pokey they were.
Oh,
that's the worst.
So I read that story too, and they actually had to get bees out of his airway.
Oh yeah, he suffered kidney failure. And he had
inhaled a few.
Kidney failure?
Yeah.
But they said he would fully recover.
So I'm never doing yard work again. I think that's God's
no reason.
Way of
good reason.
Let nature do its thing.
Especially not in Ohio.
20,000 bees.
Let the pros take over.
How big would a beehive have to be to have that many?
Well,
how do you
big
miss that?
To be
we'll return in just a brief minute.
Destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for staying with us after that interesting story time. I will never look at honey the same.
We're thinking about you, Austin.
Yeah,
man.
Hang in there, bro.
Get well soon. Wow. Stay out of trees. Make grandma go up there.
You talk about like war heroes and stuff. He's a war hero.
For sure.
Yeah.
He is.
Austin Bellamy.
Yeah. Well, let's be real, though. He was the invader. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, he was just a soldier told to go up there, just like the bee, you know?
Yeah.
The queen bee grandma had Austin climb up
really,
that tree.
This is grandma's fault. If we're going to blame anybody, this is grandma.
She had no idea.
Well, or did she?
She
didn't
had,
say she, quote unquote, unknowingly.
She didn't go up there and tell him to cut into
she was
a
like,
beehive.
She didn't tell him not to. Austin, don't you cut that beehive.
I reckon I will.
That wasn't in the story. I'm just saying.
He was too far up there.
All right.
Oh, boy.
We should probably drink a beer.
Yeah, I think we need to. I think we need to drink a beer and raise it in honor of him.
Yeah.
Well, everything is better with beer.
Exactly. Everything is better with beer. This is a 6.3%, 100% naturally carbonated for smooth mouthfeel. Brewed with unmalted wheat and Belgian yeast and orange peel, coriander, and lemongrass for an added twist.
That's the first thing that smacked me in the face was the lemongrass. Mm-hmm. Like, everything else, it's a balanced whipped beer. Like, just standard classic, yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah. But man, that lemongrass really just stands out.
Mm, it does.
It does. It does. But I'm not mad about it.
No, not at all. But that is an interesting twist, and it absolutely is the number one defining note.
Yeah. But I definitely taste the base beer underneath
it. Absolutely. Yeah. And the coriander and the orange peel and all that stuff.
I don't usually like wit beer, but this one's pretty good.
I feel that way too. So the thing that I'm enjoying about Evergreen is these are classic styles, yep, that maybe some of them a little bit underrated more so than others.
Yep.
Some, and the thing is that they're all simple to, yep, make, but can go so wrong so quickly.
Yeah.
And they're really, I mean, all of them are enjoyable. Well and done. You can get each one of these for under $3.50.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or yeah, $3.50. I mean, this one's really like we were talking about the Pilsner was like a crusher for summer day. I mean,
yep,
sitting out in the sun, this one would be delicious too.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, take this over any other whipped beer for sure. I mean, yeah, it's just that nice little hook with the...
I mean, except Blue Moon.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Blue
Moon. I was going to say, like, if only there was an orange slice to throw on the top of this. Wow.
They didn't go crazy with the coriander, though.
No, you know, which is
something a lot of people go overboard with.
Absolutely.
This is another well-balanced,
solid beer, man.
And for those of us from Kentucky that really like our wheater bourbons, you're really going to like this beer.
Oh, yeah. You know? Oh, there you go.
Nice little mouthfeel.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So we are going to rate this beer. Oh, everyone's raising up the fours. So yeah, we're going to rate this one a four.
All right.
Not many wit beers I would give a four to.
Mm. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Now we go to number two.
I do think that lemongrass was nice, though.
Mm-hmm.
It fit in there nicely.
It jumped right out, but it was nice.
Yeah.
It jumped right out. Yeah, yeah, I guess it.
Like
I guess
those bees.
It was. Yeah,
like just like all 20,000. Yeah.
So Tim, you said you're kind of like me. Whipped beer's not your favorite. What is it that usually throws you off on whipped beers?
That's a good question. I put American Hefeweizens in that category too. I generally don't go crazy over. I do think part of it is like the heavy wheat contribution.
That could be.
This
what about
beer,
like Hoegaarden?
I remember Hoegaarden was one of like my craft intros. You know, a friend liked it before I really knew it was. Maybe they're not even craft, to be honest, but like beer that wasn't bad American light lager. Right. And I did enjoy it then. I don't know the last time I've had a Hoegaarden, to be honest, but I don't know, because I do like the orange peel, the coriander thing. I think it's the yeast expressions.
They get a little samey too.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. What about you?
Because everybody kind of stays close.
Yeah,
to them.
I think it's like I tend to get. I think it's the wheat, but I think also people tend to overdo some of the coriander and some of the yeast components that just come out and then really.
And it's all supposed to be in balance with each other. That's right. The whole point.
And
of
a lot
it,
of
right?
times it's not.
Yeah.
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 Right. Absolutely. They want the orange peel to stand out or the coriander.
Right.
Sure. And then they fight with each other, then you're just, yeah.
But yeah, that one was balanced and incredible.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to imprint now.
Yeah, we've definitely changed brewery.
I can smell this beer.
Yeah, I know, for sure. Not a problem there.
So the first beer that we are going to talk about from imprint is the 2 IPA, which is their second anniversary hazy IPA with Citra Mosaic Strata and Simcoe. 8.5% ABV. So... we're climbing up.
Well, that's a big
So, and
nose.
This is,
yeah.
I mean,
the Simcoe nose?
Is it 2 IPA because it's a double IPA, or is it still listed as an IPA? Because, man, this is
their second anniversary.
This is a double dry hopped, double IPA.
Okay, there we go. Right.
But it is their 2-year anniversary. And of note, if anyone ever, I mean, this is Rob Zombie, like, all
that's
the way.
Nice.
Like, he would be so proud.
Sort of horror
Don't let Rob
comics.
Zombie
like Rob Zombie combined with mad comics.
Yeah.
And, like, maybe a little Gwar thrown in, maybe, for good.
Sell your sister
This is
to
a
Gwar.
Gigantic beer, though.
It really is. It's beastly.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty sweet, too.
Very sweet. Very sweet.
Oh, this aroma is gorgeous, though.
It is, but I feel like if you had more than one of these, you would have the most painful, hangover headache of all time.
There's absolutely, this is a one-shot deal.
Yeah.
Even a pint of this by yourself.
I think we're getting the right amount, like, maybe a little bit more, you know.
A quarter of a pint and you're good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's delicious. It's delightful. I just imagine that pounding one of these all by myself would be woof.
Yeah, it's so sweet.
It'd make your stomach hurt.
It's really sweet. Really,
they're not afraid of using the hops, and they're not afraid. Like, I mean, this is a metal band, punk band type of
a little,
you know,
surly like in the old days.
It's gonna be some sword play after a few years.
Totally.
Three Floyd action.
No, this is completely non-apologetic. But you know what? There's something to be said for that.
Yeah. They're metal, but the cans are not all black. You know, I feel like
the tops are.
They are actually, which is
huge.
Rare,
huge hops though. Big, gigantic in your face.
Does it feel balanced to you?
Nope.
No.
Yeah.
I think it's
the sweetness.
I'm not sure it's supposed to be.
But I don't think it is either. I think they were going for something very specific here, which is brash and.
Yeah.
This is our 2-year anniversary, so suck it.
Yeah.
I mean, especially on your 2-year anniversary beer, it's not a flagship. Go crazy.
Right.
Whatever you want.
Right.
Yeah, totally. So, what are we going to rate this Big Bad Daddy? A 3? Yep. We're going to rate it a 3.
It's good beer. I don't think you could drink a lot of it.
No,
and it's it's interesting. Even, like, it's not like. Like, I really enjoy, going on the flavor journey with it, but I feel like if I drink a pint of it, I would be crawling.
Yeah. Just a little, drying out a little more. It'd be a little more.
Yeah, just knock a little
bit. Now we're about to drink the triple, right?
Well, yeah. So now the next one. Okay, Imprint is known for their IPAs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is 3 to the 3rd. You know.
Okay, see, this is better.
Power.
Now this one is 9.4%. ABV, triple dry hop, triple hazy with 3 malts, 3 hops, and 3 yeasts.
Wow.
Jeez,
yes.
Okay.
And that third yeast is the one that dried it out a little bit and made it not too sweet. Bam.
Nice. When I was reading the name, I thought it was going to be 3 to the 3rd power dry hopped.
Sure.
And I was really intrigued, and I want to know what a power dry hop would be. It's not that.
It's when you shove the hops in there.
Yeah, it makes me want to
get in there.
Like, you just maybe build up some pressure and just.
This is super dank.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
It's.
It smells like one of the stores I was just in California.
There's a lot of. Yeah.
But this
with
is
with a green cross on it.
It's creamy and it's forest. Okay.
He's got a lot of glaucoma.
Pardon.
It's a creamy forest.
Yeah,
a creamy forest.
It really smells just like
that's not a really good picture.
Was this from Pottstown?
Pottstown, yes.
Okay, it smells.
No,
like,
wait,
smells like
Hatfield.
Pottstown.
I think it's
Hatfield,
which is near Pottsville.
Oh
no, it's near
the county seat,
Philadelphia.
Just this, north of Philadelphia.
This pot came out of the county seat.
Yeah. Turn left at the cow.
It flew right out of the Susquehanna.
I'm pretty sure there are parts of Philadelphia that smell like
Susquehanna.
Mighty.
But
because it may flood
but
you.
If you know anything about Philadelphia, this.
Cheese sticks.
Okay, besides.
Cheese sticks?
Besides
statue.
The Fresh cheese print. Sticks. I know that Philadelphia is a sister, the city of brotherly love, but there's still
they'll give you noogies. They're the kind of ruffle your head.
So you're saying
right.
This
so
beer
this,
embodies the people of Philadelphia.
I feel rough like and I'm tough. Feeling
like oxidation at the end of it. I don't know.
You're funny.
It's a little over the top for me.
Well, but again, this is
it's supposed to be over the top.
This volume, you know, we're drinking 4 ounces or so each.
Yeah.
This volume's appropriate. It's
16 ounces of this.
I do feel like this
is a chore. One.
Yeah.
I feel like they should have a
three
standing contract with Uber at this brewery.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you order more than 2,
drink a few,
build in.
You're gonna look like this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you drink more than 2, they automatically. Yeah. Exactly.
I think these beers are beers like you would really like at a beer fest. Because you're going to get a small pour
Yeah.
And so you're like, oh yeah,
monster can.
Then you go to beer. Then you go over to Evergreen's, you know, tent, and you try the wit beer.
Please, just kind of a pilsner.
Yeah, like, give me. Yeah, have the Italian pilsner.
Yeah, palate cleanser. Yeah, I mean these beers are good and balanced. I don't personally drink a lot of like doubles and triple hazies, especially.
Man. It does get you from point A to point B really fast.
Yeah,
yeah. If point B is asleep.
Yes. Might have soiled myself in my pants on the couch. Yes, yeah. That is, that's the point.
That is E to the Z or Twiddly. Disgusting.
But three, I know, that's really impressive.
That's strange, isn't it?
Well,
I mean, I know, this is only 9 point something, but when Dogfish Head will do their crazy 18 whatever percent.
That's sort of these guys,
beers, some more yeast strains in the middle of fermentation and keep it chugging.
Okay, but for what it is, okay, with three yeast, three hops.
Yeah.
Like this whole, threes. I think it is well executed.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, is it for the faint of heart? No.
No. This is not where you introduce grandma to craft beer. Unless you want her to get hair on
her
chest.
Hopheads, though.
Sure.
Like folks that like the strong.
Then they're really going to enjoy this for what it is. Yeah. So what are we going to rate this? Three?
I mean, it's the three to the three.
It's got to be three.
It'd be wrong.
No, but it's a good...
I rate it 27.
Yeah, it's a good solid three. Okay.
Agreed.
Yeah. So let's... we got a bonus beer
that we can do.
Right. And we're going to do the Tawny Frogmouth Nipah from Evergreen. 7.5% ABV, down under hops, paired with a sprinkle of mosaic.
Sprinkle.
Explode from the glass or... plastic glass, with aromas and flavors which we have not experienced before. Intense notes of passion fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Gewurztraminer.
Which I don't know what that is, but I'll look it up in a minute.
It's a sweet German wine.
White wine.
Okay.
It's a very sweet German.
Honeysuckle and sweet Valencia orange.
I think those
aren't descriptors you hear about. I mean, maybe sweet Valencia orange, but you don't hear those about hazies very often.
Or honeysuckle. And,
okay. But to be fair, this is hazy.
Yeah, it does look like a wine bunch.
But like a white wine and honeysuckle.
It's kind of weird. It's like this is almost sort of the same style as the last two beers, but it almost feels like a palate cleanser a little bit.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It is.
Thank God.
Yeah. It is. No, and I love the contrast between these two breweries.
Evergreen is about restraint and technique.
And this
imprint is just balls out. We're just going to do whatever, you know?
Which, yeah, both are great.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah.
This is just amazing, though, because when you look, they're the same style, but it's so much more restrained and balanced.
Yeah.
Restrained and balanced. I'm not getting any of the Gewurztraminer, but
I don't know about the wine, but no.
Tastes like kind of a... not typical, but it's a hazy, but it hits those notes.
It's hazy with citrusy. A little zhuzh to it to make it off the beaten path, so to speak.
Yeah,
which is nice, but again, not
very
like
well balanced.
Yeah, but not going against the imprint. I mean, for those hop heads that are true, and we know that they're still out there.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
for sure. Imprint is a great brewery for them because
You're a hop fiend, like
these are awesome those for cans. What they are.
You know, if you're just all aboard that hazy train all the time, still totally
that's right. I'm like thrilled that they're doing something like it's over the top, but it's really good for what it is.
It's hop tourism. Like if you just want to get on there and just experience.
And I guess that's the direction haze will expand in, right? It's just bigger beers,
more extreme.
It's like the universe. It just keeps expanding.
You want to trade and trade for
sure.
Fast.
Looks good.
But at this is nice.
Those
beers don't last.
But at the same time, you can have a brewery like Evergreen that kind of dials it down a little, and goes outside the box, but still it's within.
And Imprint is like their brand, like the labels, everything about it just fits with their branding.
Yeah. You know what it is.
It's perfect.
They're not pretending to be subtle and then.
No.
They're in your face.
Whereas Evergreen is, a little bit more on the subtle scene.
Restrained, like Sparky said.
Okay, so for this bonus beer, what are we going to rate the Tawny Frogmouth?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good solid 4.
Yeah. It's got a nice little bitterness that sort of falls off really quickly.
Just gives you what you want and goes away.
Yeah, it really does. That's a great keeper.
It gets you where you need to be and then just lets go. I think this was a really cool episode. I mean, yes, it was two breweries, but I think it was the bee's knees.
Yeah, it was like the perfect combination of
the cat's pajamas.
Yeah.
The dog's
wild men movements. and
dog's bollocks.
The dog's bollocks.
No, but it's like what two breweries can do and do things correctly in their own way.
Yeah.
And they're different, but there's something wrong with
it. And the execution's perfect.
Yeah, exactly. And I would go to both of these places.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. Well, that's going to wrap it up. So, good old boy Caperton, thank you for being here.
Been great. Yeah.
Good old boy Sparky.
Thanks for letting me be here.
Yay. Good old boy Tim.
Yeah, thanks. Until I can get to the county seat, thanks for bringing it to me.
Left it to Cal.
Good old boy Dave.
Hey, thank you. For stuff.
And things.
Yeah.
This is good old gal Juliana. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Keep on chuggling, and we'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
Could your gardening right, stomp through you with no regard for you. Your gardening right, stomp through you with no regard.